Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's talk to Jarvis Brown, former Twins outfielder back in the day. Jarvis, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Sparky.
Hey, man, I can't relate to what's going on with these baseball players. I had to get a baseball player on that's played at a high level that can explain to me what the heck is going on here. First thing I want you to explain to me is just how difficult it is, and it's really uncommon now. It was probably more common back when you played. As far as what Willy Adames has done to this point, having his first off day of the season, as far as, you know, there being a game and him not playing coming today, the day after they clinched the NL Central, you really don't see that anymore.
No, I mean, as a baseball player, there's a lot of games, but you typically, you know, you want to play every day. You know, you go through those dog days in July and you know, your body kind of slows down a little bit, but you want to play every day. You just want to keep that sharpness and keep everything going and just maintain. You ice, you do whatever you got to do to prepare yourself every day. And when that off day comes, he probably didn't want it, but he's probably grateful that he had it. But, hey, you just get ready to play tomorrow.
Let's talk about celebrations. I mean, you won a World Series, so you know about the ultimate celebration. But I want to talk about when you clinch like the Brewers did last night, and you have this champagne, or in Cheerios' case, apparently an apple juice celebration, whatever it was that he had going on. When you go through that, what is it like the day after coming back to try and play that game?
Well, I was trying to go back and think of our celebration, because like I said, we didn't have the wild card, anything like right. that. We just had the ALCS, and we were in Chicago. And we did have a celebration. We were at the Westin, and, you know, they had some food for us and drinks and everything. But, you know, we had a really veteran-laden team, and a large majority of those guys were there in 87. So they knew the process. They knew what we had to do. Tom Kelly, our manager, he was a great manager. He was very grounded. He kept us grounded. I don't recall what he said, but it was probably like, enjoy it tonight. Don't do anything stupid, but be ready to play. So, with those veterans, you know, I think it was just something you manage, but, you know, it's just the start of the process. You know, it's the ALCS. We're still trying to get to the World Series. It's not all a done deal. So, you know, you just keep pushing forward.
And people forget there was two divisions. So you got to go straight there. There wasn't all this other, as far as other rounds when it goes back then. So you were literally one step away from going to the World Series. These guys with the Brewers are three steps away from going to the World Series, which, I mean, if you think back to your dates with the Twins, if there were three rounds instead of one, how, you know, things may have changed differently if there were more teams competing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are some really good teams in the league, and then even our season series, we lost the season series to the Blue Jays, you know, and the White Sox finished second place. I think we had a pretty good, you know, record against them during the year. But, yeah, it was, you know, it was one step and go to the World Series, and these guys have wild cards and, you know, division series and things like that. So there's more steps that these guys have to get through today.
In football, in basketball, intensity level changes, the way the game plays is played changes. I've always been of the belief when it comes to baseball that even though all of these analytic guys hate small ball, that when we get to the postseason, I feel like there's a lot more small ball played and games become a lot closer and tend to be less scoring. How do you view the postseason for baseball?
Well, one thing for me, I hate the term small ball, right? In baseball, you manufacture runs. I know when we played, we had guys that hit home runs. We hit guys that moved the ball over. We had, you know, pitchers that pitched situationally. So the small ball for me was you manufacture a run any way you can. And for Tom Kelly, it was about playing baseball the right way. So if there was a guy on second base, you had less than two outs, you did something to get him over. However, we had guys that could drive the ball out of the ballpark. So early in the count, you're looking to drive some.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Then later in the count, you get behind. You're moving the guy over, so we get that run, so we score that run. And TK had the mentality, and he said it in the dugout every day, we're going to win this inning. And that's how he approached the game, and that's how we approached the game as a team.
Obviously, you've been watching this Brewers team. You're still here locally. Does this remind you more of an old-school type baseball team, more so than we've seen in years past?
I think so. I mean, they're like with the analytics and the home runs, you know, these guys are playing baseball and there's a lot of young guys and they're learning how to play the game. And I think it's good to see because you're seeing baseball players, you're not just seeing home runs all the time. You're seeing guys having quality at bats, and they're doing the necessary things that it takes to win throughout a long season.
Talk with Jarvis Brown, World Series champion outfielder of the Minnesota Twins, here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan. Talk about pressure. How does that change once you get in the postseason? Because obviously there's more national media once you're in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's going to be so many guys, so many stars, and so many baseball players as far as that, you know, that they may have watched when they play, that are going to be around their batting cage, and cameras everywhere, and there's going to be a lot of pressure. But I think that's where your manager comes into play, to where, you know, those meetings that you have before the game, when you have that little bit of downtime, because there's going to be that time to where the home team, when they're at their home ballpark, there's not going to be anybody in that stadium when they're, you know, stretching and having time amongst themselves. But, you know, the lights are going to be very bright. It's a young team. They're playing really well right now. So it's just a matter of keeping your focus, not pressing, just doing what they've been doing, you know, all season, and, you know, see what happens.
I've got one more for you, and I don't think I've ever asked it to you, and I'm not quite sure why I ever asked it to you, but I'm going to ask it now. You played in the Metrodome. I've been in the Metrodome. That place used to get super loud when you had a large crowd in there, because obviously the sound was all held in because of that baggie on top. When you talk about the Brewers and American Family Field, I've been in there for a playoff game. To me, it gets really loud. For you, how loud do you think of that is, and how much of a home field advantage do you think that is for the Brewers?
I don't know. Those guys have, you know, they play in that atmosphere all the time.
They don't play in front of sellout crowds all the time. Stop. This is Milwaukee. Well, we don't sell out every game in Milwaukee.
Well, here's the advantage for me in the Metrodome was the ceiling. That was our advantage, right? You know, Toronto, they pack their stadium all the time, so it wasn't necessarily a difficult for them to come over. We had 52,000, they had 52,000. But for us, even going ahead one, going to the World Series, the ceiling was our advantage because we understood that it changed colors three times between batting practice through the game. And we played in that all the time. We practiced in it. So there was our advantage. But, you know, these guys are focused. The lights are going to be a little bit brighter. But I don't know. It just depends on how they go about their day, how they go about their business, and what pressure they put on themselves.
Baseball coverage on WSSP presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. When you say you had the advantage of the roof, do you also mean by the fact that people lost the damn baseball in that white roof of yours?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I remember that. Yes, I remember that very, very vividly. That was a huge home field advantage for certain. But you guys never seem to lose it as much.
No, a quick story. So when I got called up to Minnesota, it was after the game, and Tom Kelly, you know, the other team's exiting, fans are exiting the stadium. You know, Tom Kelly went to, right behind the pitcher's mound, and he was hitting me fungos up in the ceiling so I would get used to it. So it was just something, and we prided ourselves on defense. So it was something that we kind of cherished is being our own, being our advantage. But we were a really good defensive team, and that was something we prided ourselves on.
Jarvis Brown, thank you as always. World Series champion outfielder for the Minnesota Twins. Thank you so much for coming on, and I'm sure I'll get you on throughout the postseason.
Thanks, Sparky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.